Welcome to The Conversation. You're listening to Andy Mason, and this is the podcast around the messy intersection of faith, family, and work. And we've got a good messy one for you today. It's really, how do you make decisions so faith involved in my decisions when I've got upcoming a travel into Europe, so Germany and Ukraine. I've got a family member who has a weakened immune system or affected in her health. And thirdly, I'm a part of an environment which believes for the miraculous. How do I make a decision? Whether do I travel? Do I not travel? Do I make other precautions? Do I just say I'm a person of faith and just go anyway and ignore everything else? Or do I navigate this decision between the two? So I want to walk you through that process. And first, I get to tell you a really cool story of what is going on and what happened with me last week. So last week I had an advisory call. So Heaven and Business Advisors, I'm one of those advisors. I have a client and he has a manufacturing company. They import materials from China and install them in the States. So I jump on the call with him. It's a regular call. And I say, hey, how you doing? And he goes, actually, I'm feeling terrible. I said, yeah, what's going on? He goes, oh, I woke up this morning at 2 a.m. with a fever. Now, he has not traveled, so we know it's not the coronavirus with him. He's just got the flu. And so I said, okay, you're feeling terrible. What's going on? Are you taking a break? He goes, no, I just don't have the time to take off. My temperature is 103.5. I feel like my body is like achy all over, like being hit by a punching bag. This is 2 a.m. was when he woke up with this fever. It was now 6 p.m. and he's just feeling absolutely terrible. But he can't not work. So he's eating hardly anything. He's drinking lots of fluids, but he's just feeling absolutely terrible and working from the couch in his office. So I'm a person of faith and believe that Jesus said, pray for the sick and they heal. Actually, he didn't just say pray for them, he said heal the sick. These signs follow them that believe. So it takes nothing to actually say, hey client, can I pray for you? So I do that. I don't have any great feelings of grandeur or confidence, but I just know it's a command. It's out of obedience. And I've seen people get healed before. So very simply on the phone, I say, firstly, I become more aware of God. I just start to thank Him for who He is. Because if I'm just praying at a disease or a sickness, and usually I'm overwhelmed or scared or tired, or that's what we're praying for. I want to first get into an awareness of God and His goodness and His greatness. Jesus paid for this in full. His blood takes care of everything. So I spent more time actually getting aware of God with me and thanking Him for who He is. My Father, closer than the air I breathe, nearer than my skin. Pray as Jesus taught us to pray, hallowed be your name. That means I am aware of you. So I increased my awareness of God rather than my awareness of the problem. So maybe that was 30 seconds. And then I just quickly pray, Jesus, we just take authority over this sickness. You paid for this in full. So we just speak and exchange health. We command this temperature to come down and we speak all disease and symptoms leave his body now. We pray once and I say, so how are you feeling? Same, better or worse? And I pause for a moment and he said, actually, I feel a little bit better. And I think I was more surprised than he was because I didn't feel overly faith-filled. So I said, well, let's pray a second time. So we pray a second time, something similar. And I say, okay, check it out now. What's your feeling? And he said, actually, I'm feeling, you know, the same, a little bit better. So we just carry on with our business call. And the conversation was actually all about coronavirus and how that's affected his business. He's in the import business. They're in a particular area of China where the factories are not producing at the moment. They're still working out workers coming back to that workplace. And for him, he is not expecting a shift in that supply chain until the end of July. So we're talking about that, talking about strategies and what does he do about that in the business? Is there other things he can do? So navigating all of the practical decisions pertaining to how he operates his business when it's being affected by decisions outside of his control. So that was where we're at. About 30 minutes into the conversation, we just stop and say, hey, how are you feeling? And he goes, actually, I'm feeling much better. He jumps on, grabs the temperature gauge and measures himself. And the temperature started at 103.5 at 6 p.m. It's now 6:35 p.m. And his temperature is 99.5. We're like, wow, this is really cool, God. Do it again. We carry on talking about the virus, the coronavirus, the import decisions, the export decisions, the business decisions, all the things that's going to have to take place to move forward. So I just think it's hilarious that as his temperature is coming down, we're talking about the virus and what's going on around the world. Carries on our conversation through to an hour. At the end of an hour, I say, how are you doing now? He says, well, give me a moment. He checks his temperature. It's now 98.7 degrees. And he's like, I'm just feeling, I got way too much energy. I shouldn't have this much energy. He jumps off the call. And 1 minute later, I get the call back. And I'm thinking, are you okay? He goes, yeah. I just walked next door to my wife. And she says, when I walk through the door, I look completely different. She's surprised. I hear later from him that night, he goes home, he plays with his kids. The next day, he felt a bit achy again, but completely broken this thing. And we saw a healing take place. What's the point? I'm carrying that testimony with me, that everywhere I go is a perfect health zone, that I have within me the God who raises the dead. He's not afraid of this virus. So I'm tracking with that. Secondly, the next day as a team, we're reminded again of how Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. And we started to research and remember what happens when Jesus' kingdom comes. The sick are healed, the dead are raised, the lepers are cleansed, the good news is preached to the poor, poverty is alleviated, corruption is reversed. That's normal when it's the evidence of the kingdom of God coming to hand. The devil seeks to kill, steal, destroy. That's a coronavirus. That's a disease. That's terrorism. That's poverty. That's all of those things. But Jesus comes that we might have life and life more abundantly. And secondly, we are not of those who draw back out of fear. This is Hebrews 11. But we are those who believe to the saving of the soul. So that all said, we start to pray. We pray over China. We pray over other currencies and economies, because that's our business, to seek the well-being of the city and the nation and the nations of the world, that this thing needs to end now. Jesus has done his job. Now it's our job to stand in the gap and declare, God, you're the God who stops disease. So we just say, disease, stop. Let this not increase, it not expand. We pray for the medical professionals to keep them safe. We pray over the markets that they would increase, because a poor economy in one country is going to affect others. We pray for the supply chains, that there be ways to get around it, to navigate it, to move forward. We pray for the families represented, that they'd have provision and everything that's needed in the season and the time that it's all messy. So that's the faith component of what we do. But now we've got some practical things to do. Andy, that's me, is supposed to go to Europe in 2 weeks' time, or less than 2 weeks' time now, and Germany and Ukraine. How do I make the decision whether I go or not? So here's some of the things. Number one is I involve my wife. I'm an optimist. I tend to always think the glass is half full, or actually the glass is full and overflowing. So I tend to always think bulletproof, it's going to be fine, I'm good. But this decision doesn't just affect me. This affects my family. It affects the workplace where I work. It affects the church that I'm a part of. It affects this community. So this is not just my decision to make. I'm making it with others. So I talk with my wife. We make the decision. Firstly, we refuse to make a decision from fear. I'm not going to make a decision based off the fear of what could or couldn't happen. I'm going to make a decision based on faith. My faith is in a good God. My confidence in Him and who He is. Bottom line is, my faith and confidence and certainty is that I have an eternal salvation established. So regardless of what happens in this life, my eternity is sure. You cannot scare me with death. That being said, there's decisions that I need to make. Do I travel? Do I not travel? So here's where we're at practically. Number one, my wife and I are in agreement, not out of fear, but out of a faith-filled confidence. We don't know enough information today whether we should travel to that location or not. Currently, both places where we are is free of disease. Secondly, we do the research and the homework that we can. The CDC website in the States gives so much information. I'll check out the details on my travel insurance. I look at my own health and well-being. For me, traveling and my own health, I'm very healthy. My heart rate, all of the medical signs, I just ran 10 kilometers yesterday. I'm physically well, I eat well. The likelihood of me being adversely affected by this disease is low. The bigger issue is if I picked it up and gave it to someone else. So the greatest concern is, how would it affect me, my family, and my community if I was quarantined for 2 weeks? If I travel to Ukraine, to Germany, and there's an area there that does affect it, or it's through an airport, and I'm picked up and I'm said, can I handle 2 weeks away from my family? The short answer is yes. The long answer is, well, that's not my decision to make on my own either. It's a decision that I need to make with my family. So we're navigating that right now. The risks are low because of where we're traveling. But I'm going to keep making that decision. And we're looking not out of fear, not filling ourselves up with negativity, but come close to the date, this is what I can do. I also have options. If I go to one place, I can navigate and make decisions from there. But ultimately, if this is not a wise decision because of what is happening, then as a family, we'll make the decision not to travel. So those are some of the things that we're navigating. That's how we're making the decision as best as we can. It's never perfect. It is messy. And I know that different people would make different decisions based on what they're walking through. But for us, it's trying to do it one out of faith and not fear. I'm filling myself up and reminding myself that God is way bigger than this. I refuse to draw back because of fear of something. But number two, I will make the precautions. I will do the research. I'll do the homework. We'll make practical things. I'll be prepared so that if we do get quarantined, if I do get affected by this, what will be the outcome of that? How will that affect my family? How do I need to make precautions and walk in wisdom? So I'm not naive, I'm not ignorant, I'm not in denial, I am in faith, I'm not in fear, and I'm making wise decisions and adjusting that daily as the more information comes out. So I just pray and bless you with that same wisdom, that you would have the wisdom to know what to do, wisdom how to navigate that. I pray confidence over you as you move forward. That I pray a health over your family, over your business. And we just pray all over all the medical, that you would even agree with me right now that they'll develop a vaccine like super, super fast for this, that they'd better set up. And even out of this will come insights and wisdom and strategies that will actually be more beneficial in the long term than the loss of what it's caused, the pain that it's caused families right now. And we just surround you and your family and all that you're doing. We speak well-being. And Jesus, we just ask you, give us wisdom to know how to make decisions based in faith, as well as wise strategies to implement that. So I trust this has been valuable to you this morning. I'm sure it triggers a lot of questions, comments, thoughts. So please don't hesitate to comment below, and we can get that discussion going. If you want more information on that that disease, jump to the CDC website. You'll find that. It's pretty easy to find. And thanks for joining in. If you want to find out more, check out andyandjanine.com.